Yost will be in charge of the Marine Highway System, but he'll also oversee measurement standards, commercial vehicle enforcement, and a variety of special projects.
Commissioner Kemp envisions having three deputies that have areas of responsibility but aren't limited to just one area.
Yost says the structural changes will shift some responsibilities to Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey, who's been in that position about 8 years. One big job for both is to oversee design of the Alaska-class ferry. Governor Sean Parnell last month announced two smaller shuttle ships will be built with existing funds. Earlier plans called for one larger ship. Yost says he will also work to fund and design other new ships for Southwest and Southeast service.
The Tustamina is in need of replacement, and so are some of the original mainliners. And that's an aspect that people really haven't focused on with the Alaska-class ferry.
Yost replaces Mike Neusel, who was in charge of just the ferry system for about 2 years. Several predecessors also had that single focus. Yost has been overseeing a number of transportation efforts, including the Juneau Access Project. That would build a road north out of Juneau to a shuttle ferry terminal across Lynn Canal from Haines. Yost began his 18-year state career as an environmental analyst and manager. More recently, he's been Southeast Regional Director of Construction, Maintenance, and Operations.
I've kind of been involved in all areas of the Department of Transportation in terms of types of projects and different modes, you know, rural airport projects, highway projects, and some marine projects.
Yost will be the sixth person in about a decade to head up the Marine Highway System. He says he's in his early 60s and thinking about retirement, but not anytime soon. Before moving to Juneau, he commercial fished out of Pelican, where he served as mayor. He says he learned the value of the ferry system while living in the remote Chichagof Island town. He's also worked as a teacher. His degrees are in industrial education and zoology. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting from Wrangell.